and welcome to the Oh My Goddess podcast. This podcast is your go-to resource for creating an abundant life and business through blending spirituality, sensuality, and strategy. I'm your host, Hayley Tapper. I'm a feminine empowerment coach and business mentor for coaches and creative entrepreneurs. Join me each week as I share how to build a wildly successful empire whilst honoring your femininity, trusting the guidance of your intuition, creating the confidence to be fully expressed, and stepping up as a goddess in your own right. Make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any of the goodness contained in this podcast. Okay, now let's dive into the episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast. I'm your host, Hayley Tapper, and it is a Friday afternoon here as I'm recording this, so I am sitting down with you with a little sneaky glass of rosé, and I want to talk to you about feminine energy and sales, because there's just, a lot of my clients, they come to me with these beautiful offers, just like so much to give, so much to share with the world and impact the world with their beautiful offers. But when it comes time to sell those offers, when it comes time to promote, to launch, to put themselves out there, stuff comes up. It feels uncomfortable, it feels icky, it feels like they just don't want to do it. Maybe you can relate. You know, maybe you've tried to sell some coaching programs or courses or, you know, anything really. And as soon as it comes time to sell, ask for money, ask for the sale, share your work, you go, no, thank you. No, thank you. I will just, in your mind, you might be saying like, no, thank you. I will just let people come to me, and I don't want to sell. Selling doesn't feel good to me. Like, these are all stories that we tell ourselves. I'm not good at selling. It's not something that comes naturally to me. Selling is unspiritual. That's a big one that comes up for people. It just doesn't feel good. And so if you're telling yourself any of these stories, or if you're like just literally not making the amount of sales you want, you know, you want to impact more people, you want to work with more clients, then this episode will hopefully help you with that. Well, not hopefully, it will. It will help you with that. You are ready to really tap into your feminine around your sales. And here's what I believe about selling. And what I really want to unpack in this episode is that when we are connected in with our healed feminine, we have done the work to heal our feminine and really express and embrace all the parts of us, including our feminine sides, the feminine aspects of us, then selling actually just becomes this natural extension of who you are. It's not something that you do. It's not something that you have to tick off a list of things to do for the day to grow your business. It's just who you are. You are this like magnetic being, this magnetic energy that attracts sales just from being you, just from the essence of who you are, and having the courage to actually share that, having the courage to actually speak what is on your mind and share what is on your mind and not hold yourself back for fear of being judged, for fear of being rejected, for fear of being seen as different. And that's all part of claiming your feminine. That's all part of healing your feminine. So we all have feminine energy. You guys know that I talk about this all the time. We all have masculine and feminine energy. It's not a topic around, or it's not a discussion, sorry, around gender, although, you know, generally we see people who are female, who identify as female, as typically having more feminine energy or a more feminine core. And the women that come to work with me do, like, they identify as having more of a feminine core than a masculine core. But regardless of your gender, regardless of what your core energy is, we have collectively rejected the feminine over, all of the years of, more dominant patriarchal rule. We have rejected the feminine parts of us. We have seen them as unsafe, as less than. I remember when I was growing up, being teased for running like a girl. I was a girl. I am a girl. So of course I'm going to run like a girl because that's what I am. But that was thrown around as an insult. I even remember my dad saying that to me. Don't run like a girl, Haley. As I would go like running down the field with my arms out. Yeah, collectively we have rejected the feminine parts of us. We have seen them as unsafe, as less than, as not as good as. And in the corporate world in particular and in the business world, we are fed this story that you have to just work hard, you have to be in your masculine, you have to get shit done, blah, 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 in order to get ahead. And we deny the parts of us that are emotional. We deny the parts of us that are intuition based. We deny the parts of us that are deep feeling and are expressive and are like wild and untamed. We kind of put that part of us to the side and we focus on the to-do lists, on what needs to be done, on the steps, the plan, the strategy, the more kind of black and white side, the logical side, which is the masculine side. And it's not that that part of business or career is wrong. It's not that that part is less than or, not as good as the feminine. It's nothing about that. It's necessary. It's needed. It is important. But the feminine part, when we couple that with the feminine part, when we have the structure, the strategy, the to-do lists, the checklists, all of those things, that creates the container with which then we get to flow in our feminine energy. We get to express that, all of the parts of us, the fun parts, the playful parts, the enraged parts, the dramatic parts. We get to share all of those parts of us because we have this container within which to express them. But we have denied those parts. We have denied the feminine parts. Those parts don't feel safe. It doesn't feel safe to be fully expressed. It doesn't feel safe to really put yourself out there because what if someone judges you? What if you're rejected? Right? It's scary. So, selling with ease, selling as a natural extension of who you are, comes down to really being in your healed feminine energy. So a lot of us are acting from our unhealed feminine energy. And unhealed feminine energy looks like seeking validation from external things like sales, money, clients. If I have a lot of clients, then I'll feel validated. If I have a lot of clients, then I'll feel worthy. If I have a lot of clients, then I'll feel X, Y, and Z, right? The unhealed feminine looks like not really embodying your boundaries. So, going along this theme of sales and attracting clients, you might not want to do a discovery call at a certain time or on a certain day, but the potential client is like, well, I want to do it on that day. Can you do it at this time or on this day? And you go, yeah, sure, even though it doesn't feel good, even though that's a boundary that they're crossing, but you're not embodying. So they don't know they're crossing a boundary because you're not embodying your boundary. That's unhealed feminine because you're trying to please them. You feel like you have to have these weak boundaries and, please and accommodate clients, potential clients, in order to make sales. I used to just feel like if someone reached out to me about working with me, I'd be like, oh, like I have to do everything to like please this person, to make sure they have a really great experience. I have to bend over backwards for them in order for them to say yes to working with me, in order for them to essentially validate me, right? But you don't have to. The healed feminine, she is very firm in her boundaries. You know, she takes discovery calls on certain days, within certain hours. She has all these boundaries in place that support her energy, that create containers around her energy, right? And that's actually boundaries. This is a different discussion, but boundaries is actually a masculine thing, because boundaries create containers, and containers are very masculine. But anyway, that's a discussion for another day. The feminine knows how to embody her boundaries. And the healed feminine knows how to embody her boundaries. So other unhealed feminine traits that might be coming up in your sales are worrying that you're not worthy of doing the work that you want to do, right? Only feeling worthy of doing the work once you've got a client. Like, again, kind of feeling like that client will validate you. You need to feel worthy of the work that you want to do before you get the clients, before you do the work, right? Because if you don't feel worthy of it, if you don't feel like you are the absolute bee's knees at what you do and you are the best of the world in what you do and everyone needs what you do, if you don't feel that about yourself, then no one else will feel that about you. And the healed feminine, she is very tapped into her worthiness. She's very tapped into, you know, her innate sense of personal power and self-worth. And so when she wants something, when she has this, you know, this offer to give, this work to give the world, she knows that she is deeply worthy of giving that work to the world. She knows that she's the person to deliver that message, right? And she doesn't hold on to any shame or guilt around that. You know, a lot of us hold on to shame around the work that we want to do, or shame around the message that we want to share, you know, particularly if we're getting into topics that might seem taboo. I work with a lot of women who talk about sex and sexuality, and they want to coach and teach within this area, yet they still hold on to a lot of shame around that, and shame around sharing that message, which I get, because we are literally conditioned to have shame around that. But the healed feminine has done the work around that to really release that shame. And you might have, you know, that you might not have the message of, you know, wanting to talk about sex and sexuality, but you still might have shame coming up. Even just shame around doing something that is different from the norm in your community. I have a client who's a health coach. And she, in, you know, in her friendship circle and in her family, she is the only one that is a business owner and is that is doing something like this, like going out on her own and doing her own thing. And everyone else is in quote unquote regular jobs, you know, 9 to 5, etc. Maybe you feel the same way, where you're kind of like the black sheep or the odd one out, and that can bring up shame, right? Shame of being different, shame of not fitting in, all of that stuff. But the healed version of that, the healed feminine, has released any of that shame around her work, around receiving money, around stepping into a position of power. That's another big one for the feminine, is labeling power as wrong. You know, we are taught to not want to have power and to see power as wrong, like to see power as greedy. There's a phrase which is just escaping my mind right now. Power hungry, like they're power hungry, they're greedy, they're bad people. Like, this is a message that we get taught. I think maybe like particularly in more religious upbringings and religious circles, but yeah, why? Why do we deem power as wrong? Why do we deem power as this thing that is greedy? Power is influence, and when it is placed in the hands of good-hearted people like yourself, it's used for good. So power and money are the same in the sense that they're neither good nor bad. Like, power is influence, and that is neither good nor bad. It's a neutral charge, but it becomes charged. It can be used for good or bad, depending on who has the power, right? So the healed feminine knows that she is very powerful and knows that she is worthy of a lot of power, because she will use that power for good, because she has healed within herself. All right, I've definitely gone off on a little tangent here. Let's really bring this conversation back to sales now, because I've gone off into what the unhealed feminine is, but I wanted to do that. I guess it wasn't so much of a tangent. I kind of wanted to do that because I think it's really you know, it's really important to recognize the parts of you that might need a little healing, that might need a little TLC, a little inner work, in order to come into your healed version of the feminine. Okay, so where do I want to take this now? I want to take a sip of rosé and think about where I want to take this. All right. So when you're selling from your healed feminine energy, you don't try and convince other people. This is a big one that I see. You know, sometimes when my clients have just started working with me, they'll Voxer me. They'll send me a message on Voxer between our calls, and they'll say, "Oh, Hayley, like this person reached out to me, she's told me that she can't afford it. She has the money objection." And they say, like, "How do I get her past that objection? How do I get her over that objection?" And here's what I believe about objections, sales objections. I used to like jump through hoops to get clients through their own objections, right? To like help them overcome their objection and sign up for my program. Now I don't. I do not jump through hoops for anyone, and I do not jump through hoops to get people past their own objections. You know, I believe if a client wants to work with me, they are a 100% yes. And they don't need convincing. So there's a difference between trying to convince someone to work with you, which is coming from the unhealed feminine, and supporting someone to move through their fear of up-leveling. Okay? So there is a difference between convincing someone to work with you and supporting them to move through their own fear of up-leveling. So your clients, when they come to work with you, when they're considering, oh, should I work with this person? Should I not work with this person? Should I make this investment? Should I not make this investment? I'm not denying that that's not a stretchy, scary, expansive, up-leveling kind of feeling, which doesn't feel comfortable. You know, investing in yourself actually should feel uncomfortable. It should be really scary, because that's how you know you're growing. And this is something you can share with your potential clients if this is coming up for them. They feel scared. And so supporting someone who is an 100% yes, they're like, "I so want to work with you. Like, I'm so in. I'm just feeling nervous. I'm just feeling scared. Like, this is coming up for me." Yes, support them through that. Yes, like, create space for them to express how they're feeling and support them through that, offer them mindset shifts and all of the rest of it. But it's not about convincing anyone. You know, I don't convince anyone to work with me, and I would invite you to not convince anyone to work with you, because when you are trying to convince someone who's like, "I can't afford it, like, I don't want to, I can't afford it, or it's not the right time for me," or whatever other story they're telling you, if you then go and try and convince that person that yes, it is the right time, that yes, you do have the money, that yes, you are ready to do this, or whatever, and you come to the discussion with this energy of convincing someone who doesn't actually want to work with you for whatever reason, and say they do say yes, say you are successful and you do convince them, that energy is going to carry through into your coaching relationship, right? Like, think about what you're opening up a container with someone that is so sacred, that is so special, and that has the potential to be incredibly transformative for them. So you want yourself and the person that you're coaching to enter into that container with the energy of 100% yes. I say to my clients, like potential clients who are considering working with me that might be a little bit on the fence, I say, you know what, go away and think about it. Like, I'm not like, go away, I don't want to talk to you. I'm just like, you know, take your time. Think about it. Sleep on this. I don't want an answer today. Like, I don't want an answer on this discovery call. I want you to only enter into this if you are 100% in, if this is a 100% yes for you. And you'll know if it's our 100% yes because it will feel expansive in your body. It will feel like, oh, right? And you'll know if it's a no because it will feel contractive. It will feel like, ugh. And that's how you tell. And that's literally what I will share with a potential client who's unsure. So I'm not trying to convince anyone. I'm not like, oh, you have to work with me. You have to get past your money objections. You can afford it. I'm just like, have a think about it. Or I actually don't say think because that's head, right? That's like headspace. We want to like drop into the body. We want to feel in our body. Does it feel expansive? Does it feel contractive? And that's when we'll know because that's, you know, making that decision from heart space, from intuition rather than the headspace, which is ego driven. So the feminine, the healed feminine does not convince. She does not have a formula to help people overcome objections. And, you know, I used to do this thing where I would have the exact thing I would say if someone said, I can't afford it. If they would say, oh, I can't afford it, I would like have a thing, like a script pretty much written up. That was supposedly, you know, supposed to help this person get past their money objection or their time objection or whatever else they were, was coming up for them as an objection. And it felt so canned. It felt so, but I did it because I thought that's what I had to do in order to get people to work with me. You don't have to get people to work with you. You don't have to convince them to work with you. You just have to be like totally in your own lane, totally in your own energy, totally in your own radiance, right? Which is all of that feminine stuff, all of the healed feminine energy. And then people will be a 100% yes to you. And if they're not, it doesn't actually mean anything about you. This is a big thing. You know, I used to take it personally when someone didn't want to work with me. I used to be like, oh, she doesn't want to work with me. What's wrong with me? Why am I being rejected? but now I know it's nothing to do with me because it can't be. I just need to be myself. That's literally my job, is to just be myself and express all of the parts of me. And so if someone doesn't want to work with me, it's just because they're not the right fit. They're not my dream client. And so that's okay. So that's why I don't try and convince anyone. I don't go chasing people. You know, there's this thing that one of my previous mentors got me to do, which was to go and follow up with people who had previously said no. Like go touch back base with them and go, do you want to say yes now? Like, do you want to work with me now? How about now? How about now? How about now? Ugh. It did not feel good. Because if they're your dream client, they will say yes. And you don't have to convince them of anything. All right. So the other thing with selling from the feminine is that the feminine is all about joy and having fun and excitement and love. And so when you are approaching your work, your containers, your programs with that energy, with that like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. I am so excited for this work. I am so excited for the clients that are going to get to come into this container and work with me. And oh my gosh, it's so fun and exciting. Then you will attract people because you're coming to it from that like expansive, beautiful, open energy rather than like contractive, oh, I have to do this in order to get clients energy. So I was sharing with a client today in office hours. So with my private clients, I do office hours with them every week, which is where they send me something that they're working on and I go ahead and review it for them and I make a little video and I send it back to them. It's really fun. I do it every Friday. And anyway, one of my clients, she's writing up a sales funnel for her signature program and it's so vibey, it's so good. I love it, love it, love it. And we were just working on one of the emails where she was sharing her program in an email and she had all of these questions around it. It didn't really like, she wasn't quite sure if it was right, if she was selling it right, if it was like, you know, too much, not enough, all these things were coming up for her. And I said, you know what, let me share something that really helped me with selling. And now I'm going to share it with you on the podcast. And I shared this story of this time when I was in Bali and I had this milkshake. No, sorry, not a milkshake, a smoothie. It was healthy. I had this, what was it? It was a salted caramel, dairy-free, vegan smoothie, super healthy and so delicious. Like, you guys have no idea. I still dream about this smoothie. Like, right now, just talking about it, my mouth is like, oh, I want this smoothie. And so after I had this smoothie in Bali, like literally everyone that I met after that, I told them about this smoothie. I told them where to get it, what cafe. They had to go there. They had to get this smoothie. They had to try it. It was so good. Oh my gosh. Right? Like, I was talking to them like this because it was just so good. I just loved it so much. And what I was doing, I didn't like realize it at the time, but afterwards I was like, hey, what I was doing there is I was selling to them. I was selling them the smoothie. And I loved that smoothie so much. I was so just like, it was just so good. I enjoyed it so much. I was so excited about it. I couldn't wait to go back and get my next smoothie. And I was sharing all of this with them. I was sharing that excitement. I was sharing that love. I was sharing that passion. I was sharing that enthusiasm. And that convinced a lot of people. Or sorry, it didn't convince them. It just like inspired them to go and get this damn smoothie. I was selling to them. And when it comes to selling your programs, whether it's in an email funnel, it's like my client is creating, or whether it is in real life or on a live stream or on a discovery call, wherever it is that you're talking about your programs, I want you to bring that same level of joy and excitement and love of your offer. Right? So everyone can think about a time where they have sold something to someone else, like whether it was a smoothie like me, or it was a movie that you really loved and you just wanted everyone to see it, or your favorite Italian place that you're just like so crazy about. Think about how you talk about those things that you love, right? You would talk about them with that openness, that love, that joy, that, oh my God, you just have to do it. And bring that energy. That is feminine energy, right? That is feminine energy. Feminine energy is all about like luxuriating in the process, the experience, like, ah, oh, it's so good. So if you bring that energy to the way that you talk about your programs, you will have people lining up to work with you, left, right, and center, clients all over, right? All right. The next thing I want to share is that when you are selling from your healed feminine, hang on, let me take a sip of rosé first. All right, so when you are selling from your healed feminine, you are selective. You don't sell to everyone and you don't take on everyone, right? It's like, I always kind of think about it as like dating. So if you are in a place in your life where you're not healed, where you just like, you need to be in a relationship with someone in order to feel validated, safe, whatever. And so you'll like kind of stay in a relationship for too long with the person that you deep down, you know, is not right for you, or you will date someone just for the sake of having someone to date, but you know deep down that they're not right for you. It never ends well. And that's exactly the same with clients. So when you're in your healed feminine, you know that not everyone is going to be for you. They're not all going to be right for you. And that's okay. You're okay with saying no. You're okay with releasing that person because you know, one, you know that they will be served better by someone else who knows that they are 100% yes, they're like a really good match. And two, you know that there are so many more clients out there for you, right? You're really coming from that abundance mindset. If it's not this client, it's going to be another client. And I used to do this thing where I think I already talked about it actually in this conversation, but I used to do this thing where I would just, anyone who filled in my discovery call request form, I would be like, oh my gosh, I have to do everything in my power to get this person to sign up, right? Like I didn't actually verbally say that or probably even think it, but deep down that was the energy I was bringing to the discussion, to the conversation, to the situation. Where was I going with this? Right, so the healed feminine, she knows that not everyone is for her and she's not going to be for everyone. So she is okay with saying no because she knows that there is an abundance of clients out there. And when you say no to someone, like I had a client, potential client who I knew needed more like therapy. Like she didn't need a coach at that time. What she needed was like some real deep therapy. And this was in the early days of my business. She wanted to work on things like depression, anxiety, things like that. And I just knew I wasn't the person for her. And so I, you know, supported her to find someone else and I directed her to other therapists and counselors and people who might be able to better support her. Even though at the time, you know, I was new in my business, didn't have many clients, it felt scary to turn away someone who was like literally saying, I want to work with you right now. Like I want to sign up and pay in full. I was like, no, I have to do the right thing here. And I have to support you to find the person that you need. And I have to stay in the belief that there are plenty of people out there that need what I have to offer. And if I stay true to that and act in alignment with that by not taking on this client, because I know that this client can be better served by someone else and this client will be better, you know, aligned with someone else, then that will open me up to those clients who are meant for me. And lo and behold, like literally the day later, another beautiful client came and filled in my discovery call request form and signed up with me very shortly after. And she was a long-term client. She was just the best thing since sliced bread. She was so much fun to work with, right? And I really feel like that was the universe just sending me the energy that I was putting out, if that makes sense. Like I was putting out the energy of abundance by releasing that client that was not a good fit. And then that energy came back to me in the form of a client who was like such a good fit and so much fun to work with. So yeah, be selective. You don't have to work with everyone. And that actually opens you up to more of your dream clients. And then the final thing around the feminine, selling from your feminine, is that, and maybe I've already kind of mentioned this, but it's really like, it's a point that's really worth just like driving home. And that is that the feminine is about being all of you, which is scary. The feminine is all of the parts of you that, you know, you might currently be deeming as too much, too out there, you know, too wild, too sexy, too alluring, too sensual, too strong. You know, what do you say you're too much of? Whatever those things are for you, the work for you will be around claiming those parts of you and not being afraid to express them. Not being afraid to put yourself out there as all of those parts, because when you are all of those parts, when you are all of those parts that you quote unquote think are too much, then that is actually the energy that attracts people, because people are so attracted, so drawn towards those that have the courage to express themselves fully. Let me repeat that. That was a good line. People are magnetized, are drawn to those that have the courage to express all of the parts of them. I don't know if I repeated that in exactly the same way, but the message is still there. And being all of you is scary, right? And that goes back to what I was saying earlier around, you know, we've really collectively denied ourselves the feminine aspects of our beings because we don't feel that they're safe. you know, if we look historically, women were burnt at the stake for being all of themselves, for being witches, for healing, for, you know, being medicine women. They were burnt at the stake for that. And then that same theme, you know, we're not burnt at the stake anymore and haven't been for a long time, but that same theme has carried forward, making the feminine feel really unsafe, an unsafe place to be in. But now we get to reclaim those parts of us. We get to express them again, which is so exciting. And expressing all of those parts of you is what will attract the clients to you, attract the people to you that you're meant to support, rather than, you know, being in the energy of pulling them to you. No one wants to be pulled anywhere, but they damn want to be attracted. Okay, so how do you actually get to a place of being in your feminine and selling from your feminine? Because it all sounds really good. I'm sure if you've listened this far, you're like, yeah, this sounds good, Haley, but how? What do I have to actually do here? And what you have to do is, first of all, you know, I've said, you know, you need to like heal your feminine, but what does that actually look like? So we all carry this trauma around our feminine. We all carry these stories that it's not safe, that, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so really doing the healing work to be able to embody your feminine. So that might look like doing a lot of forgiveness work, doing a lot of letting go, resetting your nervous system so that you actually feel safe expressing your feminine. So our nervous system is kind of like calibrated to whatever we've experienced. And so up until this point, you would have experienced a reality or a environment where the feminine, where you saw the feminine as not safe, where you saw expressing yourself and sharing your truth and sharing all of your emotions and feeling all of your emotions as unsafe. And so your nervous system has calibrated to that experience. And so when you have a different experience, when you try and experience all of your emotions and feel through all of these things that are going on for you and express that feminine side of you, your nervous system is like, whoa, this is way too much, shutting down, not gonna do this. And so we need to do the healing work around that, which is what I do in my coaching, which is what I do in my programs. So we need to do all of the healing work around that, around releasing, you know, stories from your childhood, from your parents, from past lovers, all of this stuff. And then we need to couple that with mindset work. So the healing work is about like embodying the feminine. The mindset work is about shifting your thought processes, your thought patterns, and catching yourself in the act of thinking a thought that's not actually supporting you and just giving your brain another logical thought to think. So our brain runs on autopilot and thinks thoughts that we have been told by other people. You guys all know this. This is like mindset 101. And so in order to shift those thoughts, we need to give our brain another story that it can believe, that it can hold on to, that makes sense to it. And then it's like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then you can run with that new thought process, right? And so in my coaching, what I love doing and what I am really good at doing, if I do say so myself, is actually noticing what thought pattern or program you are running. So we're not always consciously aware of our own thoughts because they run on autopilot. And so when you have a coach, that coach is able to actually go, okay, this is the behavior that we're seeing. This is what you're doing. This is the result that you're getting as a result of, as an outcome of the behavior that you are displaying. Therefore, what is the thought process behind that? And that's where I am really good at identifying what thought processes you are running on, what thought patterns and beliefs are running the show and influencing your behavior and therefore your results. And when we figure those things out, then we could just literally replace them with new thought processes and patterns. And then the final thing is that you need to also allow your feminine to be supported by your masculine. So I've talked a lot about the feminine today, which I love. But you girls and everyone listening will know that I always talk about how the feminine, or sorry, the masculine, the role of the masculine is to support the feminine, to create a container and supportive structures around the feminine, so that the feminine has this, you know, this container, this energy, this container, this safe space in order to then flow within and express herself within, right? So that looks like, you know, in terms of your sales and your business, that looks like, you know, having onboarding processes in place so that you know what processes you will take a person through who has just inquired about your coaching all the way through to working with you, and then what processes and structures you'll have in place to support that client through their journey so that everything just flows really easily and you don't have to like be all over the place trying to do everything from scratch every time you get a new inquiry, every time someone reaches out about working with you, or every time you take a client through your coaching container, right? We want to have that masculine structure in place there so that, you know, we have the form set up, we have the onboarding sequence set up, we have the payments, the contracts, the all of that stuff all set up so that we don't have any resistance around it. Because when we don't have all of those masculine pieces in place, we actually can resist bringing someone in. We can resist attracting the client in because subconsciously we're like, oh, but I don't have all of these things worked out and set up. And so that feels hard and I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. And so, you know, we, at a subconscious level, we push that client away, those potential clients away. We might not promote our work as much. We might not, you know, express all of the joy and the love and the excitement that we have for our program because we haven't got the masculine structures in place. And so that's why, you know, in my coaching, it's all about expressing your feminine, healing your feminine, coming from that place. And it's about coupling that with your masculine energy, that energy that creates structure, that creates containers, that creates that sense of safety within your business and within your life. Okay, so do I want to share anything else today? So if you want to work with me, ways to work with me currently are private coaching. I love, love, love my private coaching clients. They are amazing. I work with women who are just starting out in their business. They've got a clear idea of like what they want to do in their business, but they need support in actually launching that, in creating that, in getting their programs together, all of that stuff. And then I work with women all the way through to those who are already making 10K months or more and are wanting to scale and expand and create more ease and flow. And we do that through both the masculine and the feminine aspects of your business. So I've got private coaching. I've got about 3 spots open this month, so in October. So if you want one, let me know. I've also got single sessions available. They're only available 1 per person. So if you want one of them, definitely let me know. You can have an intensive just one-off session with me. That's really good if you're wanting to just like see what it's like to be coached. You're not really sure. If you're not really sure what it's like to be coached by me, it's a really good session to do. And then I also have a new course coming soon, which I'm so excited about. It's going to be all about feminine energy, about femininity. I'm going to be talking about cycles and archetypes and sensuality and orgasmic manifestation. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited about it. I cannot wait. So that's not available yet, but I will let you know when it is. All right, so all the details are on my website, HayleyTapper.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. My handle is @HayleyTapper. All right, my loves, thanks for tuning in. I will see you on the gram, or I'll see you back here next week. Bye.
again for tuning into the episode. If you liked it, I would really appreciate it if you take a moment to leave a review. I love reading your reviews, and it brings me so much joy to hear that you're loving the podcast. If you want to find out more about working with me, you can get all the details of my programs over on my website, hayleytapper.com. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast.